Welcome to Kinsey Confidential. This is your opportunity to ask questions about sex and have them answered. I'm Dr. Debbie Herbenick, a sexual health educator at the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University. Here is today's question.
I don't have much knowledge about how male sexual pleasure works, and this is making me lack confidence in bed. I have sex, and it seems to go fine, but I never want to go beyond basic missionary position because I don't know what works for guys. I know you'll say I should just ask, but some basic pointers would help build my confidence.
You're right. I am going to recommend that you ask your partner what he likes, but I'll also give you a few pointers. One reason I'd recommend asking your partner what he likes in terms of intercourse, oral sex, or hand stimulation is because you're trying to please him, not some hypothetical man you're reading about in a book or a magazine. That means that he's the only person who can tell you what he likes sexually. Also, talking to him about sex may help you to build confidence about sex in general. It's okay to feel unsure about sex. Your partner probably feels the same way. I teach human sexuality to college students, and every single one of them has questions about sex. I also talk to adults about sex all the time, and they too have many questions about how to please themselves and how to please their partner. By asking your partner what he likes or how he'd like to be touched, you're unlikely to appear bad at sex. In fact, asking someone what they like is a great way to appear good at sex. It means that you care about their pleasure and are attentive in bed. It also provides opportunities for you to share what you would like to try or are curious about, or how you would like to be touched or kissed or otherwise stimulated. In my book, Because It Feels Good, I wrote about several ways that couples can explore each other's sexual likes and dislikes through games, conversations, and things to do in and out of bed. One of my favorite activities is what I call a post-sex play-by-play, in which, after sex, couples talk about what they liked. You might say to your partner, "I really liked that thing that you did with your tongue," or you might say that you thought a particular position you tried was fun or felt good. Then ask what he liked, too. Another exercise is something I call a sex lesson, in which you take turns exploring without the point or pressure of having an orgasm. Using hand stimulation as an example, you might say that you'd like to have him give you a sex lesson. Offer to touch his penis in different ways and get his feedback. You might start out by slowly rubbing your hand along his penis and then ask how that feels. You can try this with lubricant or without. Then you might try rubbing faster, gripping loosely one time and then more firmly. By trying different things, you get a chance to explore how you enjoy touching him and also how he enjoys being touched. By making it a game rather than a goal of bringing him to orgasm, it takes the pressure off. You then get to switch roles while he explores with you and you give him feedback. As for sex positions, you might try woman on top. Some women rock back and forth while on top, others plant a foot on each side, sort of squatting, and rise up a few inches and then back down, either slowly or quickly. Just try to keep his penis inside of your body, lest you risk the possibility of his penis coming fully out and hitting your body instead of going back in, which can hurt him and cause an injury to his penis. While on top, you can also face his feet in a position called reverse cowgirl. Finally, keep in mind that sex is something we are all continually learning about and exploring. You don't have to be an expert to enjoy yourself, and it's practice, communication, as well as learning about sex that are likely to help you feel more comfortable and more confident. For more tips and techniques, check out Because It Feels Good or Morgasm.
You can become a fan of Kinsey Confidential on Facebook and follow updates all week long. That's at facebook.com/KinseyConfidential, or subscribe to the podcast in iTunes. Find out more at kinseyconfidential.org. Our next question.
I'm a recently divorced middle-aged man, and although I'm not interested in getting involved in another relationship, I'm still very interested in having sex. I'm thinking about visiting a legal brothel in Nevada, but I'm wondering what the risks are in terms of contracting a sexually transmitted disease from a sex worker.
There are a few places in the United States in which prostitution is legal, but Nevada, or at least a few counties in Nevada, is one such place. As of now, prostitution is legal in just a few places in Nevada and only in organized brothels. Prostitutes who work at legal brothels are required to be regularly tested for infections. My understanding is that the current requirements include having prostitutes get tested for chlamydia and gonorrhea on a weekly basis and having them get tested for HIV and syphilis on a monthly basis. If they are found to have chlamydia, gonorrhea, or syphilis, all of which are curable infections, then they have to stay out of work until they've been treated and tested again and found to be negative for the infection on retesting. If they are found to have HIV, my understanding is that they can no longer legally work as a prostitute in Nevada. As a result, the risks of contracting HIV, syphilis, chlamydia, or gonorrhea from a prostitute who is working legally in Nevada and complying with regular testing requirements are very low. After all, prostitutes are also required to use condoms, which greatly reduces the risk of passing infections between partners. That said, prostitutes are not tested for all infections. For example, they are not required to be tested for herpes or for the human papillomavirus, HPV, and condoms cannot adequately protect against either of these. In some convenient sample studies of sex workers, high rates of herpes have been found. If you do not already have herpes, you may want to consider whether this is a risk that you're willing to take in order to have sex with a prostitute. There are, of course, other options for being sexual with people. Even if you do not want to become involved in another relationship, you may find someone who shares your feelings, a friends with benefits partner, for example, who would like to be sexually intimate but who does not want a more committed relationship at this time. If you find a partner who has similar desires, you could arrange to get tested together for various sexually transmissible infections, also called STIs, and take it from there. If you have any questions about your personal health, we recommend that you check in with a healthcare provider.
Dr. Debbie Herbenik is a sexual health researcher and educator at the Kinsey Institute. Kinsey Confidential is produced by the Kinsey Institute for Research in Sex, Gender, and Reproduction, in partnership with WFIU Public Media from Indiana University. We need your questions. Submit them through our website, where you can listen to archived episodes of the podcast and read the blog. Find us online at kinseyconfidential.org.